Hello, everybody, and welcome to week number three here of the Onega Buffaloes locker room chat with head coach of the girls' team, Craig Boswell. And, coach, what a good start to the year so far. You are 3-1. You have won three straight games except Lynn loss. You had a win against Northern Heights. We talked about that last week. You won 37-18. You had the win against Cornerstone, 45-15. And now you had a big-time win yesterday, 41-24 against Jackson Heights, where you had Addison DeChant with 3 points on the board, Annie Force with 3 points, Jaden Haskins with 9, Bridget Campbell with 6, Abby Ringel with 12, and Delaney Figge with 5. I mean, you had all those scores. You had a great defensive production. What was the key to success yesterday, Tuesday's game?
We just kind of reiterated that, you know, we needed to start out the game with high intensity and kind of punch them in the gut a little bit earlier than our previous games. And our girls really kind of took that to heart, and I thought we did a very good job early on getting after it, being scrappy, pushing the ball transition-wise. It was like the first game of the year that I thought we actually did a really good job. When they went to press or press break, we beat it, you know. And so the girls just really, really were on sync, and it was really fun to watch, and they were hungry for that win.
So tiptoeing back here into the league play side of things, you have Lynn tomorrow on Thursday, and then, well, right back after that, you're going to have to play on Friday against Frankfurt. You'll have that game at home. So kind of walk me through what these next two games are going to be like for your team. How's practice going to be handled today? I mean, how are you guys preparing for a back-to-back game set?
Yeah, you know, both teams, Lynn and Frankfurt, they're coached very well, and they're going to be really tough defensively, and they're going to throw a lot at us. So we're going to prepare, watch film, kind of take it easy on the legs a little bit, but still get some shots up as we got back-to-back games. But we're going to go into it a little bit differently and try to attack, kind of like what we did last night. I felt like the girls fed off that. They fed off the energy when we created turnovers. Then hopefully, you know, we shoot the ball a little bit better. I still don't think we've shot the ball incredibly great this season. And our guards are going to have to kind of step up and start making some shots from the outside because, you know, most teams have been kind of giving us some double teams on Delaney Figge and Abby Ringel, who have been doing pretty well down low for us. And our girls have just got to step up and make some good shots.
Well, Coach, you've already played Lynn once this year. What are some keys for tomorrow to get out early against them?
We've got to take it from them, attack them first. When we played them first, they were just more aggressive. They were hungry. They were after us. And so that created turnovers on our end. So hopefully we can vice versa that and take care of the ball. If we have, you know, 16 or fewer turnovers, we're going to be in that game very closely. And like I said, both programs are coached very well by great coaches. And I know Lynn's going to throw a lot at us. You know, zone presses, man press. So I'm really hoping our girls, after having four games in our belt and kind of a little tiny winning streak, that hopefully that momentum and confidence can carry over, and hopefully we can compete and hopefully get a W on the road.
Well, Coach, lastly here, what are some thoughts about the early on this season? Three wins is already one win more than last season, so you should automatically feel pretty good about yourselves. But this is a great early start for you. Your team is 2 games above .500 at 3-1. What's the feelings right now? And, of course, as the winter break is on the horizon, what are some thoughts about that second half as well?
Yeah, but 3-game win streak, that obviously builds the morale a little bit, confidence. You know, the girls, each girl individually has done something to help perform during the games. Like, they're starting to kind of find their role. They're finally starting to play well as a team, I think. Different aspects of the game, we could improve a little bit, like in the transition game, which it did show up in Jackson Heights, and it did show up a little bit the Cornerstone game. But we got a lot to improve on, and these next two games are going to be, you know, pretty tough on us. And so hopefully we can carry, you know, this first half and go over to Christmas break and really start working on some of the bigger things that we're going to see going into league play.
Onega Buffalo is set to take on Lynn tomorrow, and then Frankfurt at home on Friday. After the break, they will be taking on Blue Valley Randolph. They will be away for that game. That will be on a Tuesday, January the 3rd. Thank you, Coach, for coming for this 2024 season, and of course, we'll come back with you once we get kicked off into 2025.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
This Onega Locker Room Chat has been brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Community Healthcare System, Onega Pharmacy, and Main Star Trust.